AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with that hospital in Afghanistan destroyed by U.S. airstrikes. 22 people killed. The president has apologized and called it a mistake, but it's still not clear how this happened. Our Ken Delanian has some new information.
The Associated Press has learned that the hospital that U.S. forces mistakenly bombed in Kunduz, Afghanistan, was actually under scrutiny by U.S. intelligence analysts for days beforehand because they thought that the Taliban was operating from there, and further that a Pakistani intelligence operative was operating from there.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest on whether the hospital was being used for military purposes.
I'm not aware of that information, but that is certainly information that I'm confident the Department of Defense is interested in understanding so that they can try to answer those questions in the report.
The Pentagon investigation. Doctors Without Borders, which ran the hospital, says no gunmen, weapons, or ammunition were in the building. It calls the U.S. airstrikes a war crime. A computer hacker who's accused of passing information about U.S. military service members to the Islamic State group is under arrest in Kuala Lumpur. Ardit Farizi is believed to have hacked into the computer system of a U.S.-based company to get the information. He's being extradited to the U.S. North of Los Angeles, heavy rain and flash flooding blocked a portion of Interstate 5, stranding hundreds of vehicles and forcing some drivers to climb to the tops of their vehicles. Frank David managed to make it through the floodwaters.
In 2005, we had mud flows like this. I had to get to the store and I had to get back home. People were on the side of the road cheering me on, so I was like, oh, do or die.
He talked to KNBC TV. Authorities say the cleanup is continuing, and they're not saying when they expect to reopen the highway. This is AP Radio News. So what kind of winter are we going to have? The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has released its forecast. Here's our Shelley Adler.
Forecasters say this winter's El Nino will leave a big wet, but not necessarily snowy footprint on much of the U.S. Mike Helpert is with NOAA's Climate Prediction Center.
Wetter than average conditions are most likely across the southern tier of the United States, from north central California, southward to the southwest, across Texas, along the Gulf Coast to Florida, and then up the East Coast.
As for the four-year drought in California,
even a wetter-than-average winter is unlikely to erase 4 years of drought.
Texas and the Deep South are forecast to be cold. I'm Shelley Adler.
And in sports, the Mets have made it to the National League Championship Series against the Cubs by beating the Dodgers. The score was 3-2. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.